What is up, dreamers?
Hip hip hooray! Oh,
that was a massive anticlimax, Smith.
Disgusting.
Why is it? Oh, it's either really good or really bad, and that one was horrific. I'll be honest.
Well.
It's Wednesday, the 2nd of March. My name is Joe, and joining me today we have two people on. We've got the usual Thomas Smith. He's not that special. Say hello, Smith.
Hello.
Hello. And for our special guest this week, we have Doug, no name, Halverson. Did I say that right? I hope so.
Yes, that's correct. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes.
You are a prolific DreamViews community member. Yeah. I'm cracking out the big old words. So how's everyone doing this week? Is everyone doing all right?
I'm doing ecstatically.
Ecstatically. That is.
I'm trying to keep up with your words.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
Tired from too much weight back to bed. That's what it is.
Oh.
Too much dreaming.
Something else.
No, man. No. I'm not. So, Doug, you go by the name of No Name on the on the cheeky DreamViews forums. I was wondering what made you come up with that sort of weird name? Because it is quite strange.
From not being able to find a better name, really.
So you just chose No Name rather than A Name.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Why have a bad name?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why have a bad name when you can just choose none at all? I've really preferred anonymity. I'm never going to be able to say that, never. Even practice before the show. In general, so it fit me pretty damn well.
It's almost like that. That V for Vendetta film, you know, when they all get the masks on, they're all anonymous. I do love that film. It is pretty cool.
Doug, you sound so deep. It must be so different between me and you. I love it. The deepness.
You've got like that ultimate high pitch.
I'm like a chirping bird and you're like Barry White.
Oh, fantastic. That is a compliment. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Well,
there you go. Lovely.
So you've also got some crazy, crazy aliases, because not only are you called No Name,
aliases, friends.
No, different names, sir.
Aliases.
Yeah.
Oh, aliases.
We know you as Cockhorse, not only from email, but also I listen to various podcasts, and I've heard you. I actually heard you post questions to one of my favourite podcasts, and I was really shocked to find out that it was actually you. And so why? What's the story around this whole Cockhorse?
Love it.
Cockhorse name.
Cocky.
So Cockhorse is entirely not my invention. I did not come up with it.
Oh, no.
The friend I run my music blog with, coxlore.blogspot.com, yay, free
Cox Lord.
Cox galore.
Cox right. Galore. Oh, even better.
They're flying out the sky. They're galore.
he created this email for it, and the name for the email, for the person, this mythical Cockhorse person, whoever he is, and I just started sending questions to SOTG, and JP grabbed my question that I sent him, and I've usually just been using that for any questions I send into podcasts.
Yeah, because they seem like they really have jumped on the old Cockhorse and given it a good ride, because every single week, they crack your question out.
So there have been a couple where they didn't, for various reasons, but yes, JP was very much into
cracking
hysterical. I love this.
So that is quite mental.
Wonder if the horse is alright with that.
I found it so weird that I literally listened to that show, and literally like a couple of weeks later I'm chatting to you. It's quite weird. How long have you been a member of the prolific DreamViews website? Because obviously me and Smith have only just started posting on there, and if anyone hasn't
been
on
3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. So only just started. So
new.
We are new blood on the
fresh
DreamViews
milk
forum.
Waiting to be drunk.
Go horse milk.
Jesus.
So
to answer your question, thank you. I've been here for about 3.5 years since I joined in late 2007.
Wow. So it's been quite a while then.
It has. I've been through a lot. It's quite traumatizing.
You must be the oldest member of Dream Views.
Oh, hardly. There are, no. The forum started in 2003.
All right.
No, there's so many more. Jesus.
Oh, I mean, it's quite a big site for as well, for Lucid Dream.
It's a huge site.
Yeah, I was really shocked when someone told me how many members were on there. Something stupid like 35,000 or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That is a huge amount. A huge amount of people. We've been cheekily trying to post in there. But I mean, what sort of drew you to, because there's so many Lucid Dreaming sites, what sort of drew you to Dream Views rather than all these other ones?
Oh, that is
good. I have no idea. I have such an awful memory. I'll never be able to remember what actually drove me to joining Dream Views. So next question. I have no idea how to answer
that.
That
was a cheeky dodge. I felt that dodge. That's all right, sir.
Just brisk the cock horse.
Just gave it a good whip. Goodness sakes. We're actually never going to give this cock horse shit up.
Oh, no, I'm going to suck it dry.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Get back in the farm.
Oh, my goodness. That is ridiculous. Skip.
One show, we are not going to talk about cocks and fannies, but one show we will not mention it.
Be the only one that will have zero listeners and we'll get all the complaints. People like, you aren't being funny. Be funny. Be funny. No, I don't think we could do that without profanities. It's quite ridiculous. Well, we might, seeing that it's a Lucid Dreaming podcast, we might as well start chatting about Lucid Dreaming. Normally each week, me and Smith give our little banter about what dreams we've been having and stuff like that. You did say to me before the show that you have been struggling with like lucidity and stuff, but have you had any recent experiences or any, even if it's just a cool dream that you remembered? Or
I'm so awful with lucid dreaming, so I'm just going to... here's an example, because I've just read so much. So, kids, this is what happens to you if you don't write down your dreams. You never remember anything.
Yep.
So keep a dream journal. Keep a dream journal. It's important. No, I've got nothing.
Oh.
I hope kids aren't listening to this show, because if they are, there's been a lot of mention of cock.
Yeah. And horses.
And horses.
In a majestic ride.
Oh.
What about you, Smith, this week? I'm sure since I rang you pretty much quite like every day, you did tell me there was quite a few.
I've been diving in the dream pool, you know, multiple times, putting on my trunks. It's been good.
Did you get goggles?
Where shall I start? Right, basically, this is the first time I've I don't know where to start, really. I had a dream that I was in an art museum and I wasn't lucid at this point, and basically I was with a group of people and this woman was showing me some artifacts, like some like models, and one was made of like gold. And she said, "Oh, if you step up onto this ledge, you can see it clearer." You know, I stepped up on the ledge, and as I did, I just fell off and broke the artifact. And she went nuts at me, like literally went mental. And like I was so apologetic. I was like, "I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to break it. Honestly, I'm really sorry." But it was only a tiny little thing. I was like, "Why is she worrying about that?" But then in the end, I got so wound up that she was still having a go at me, even though I was sorry. I sort of just stormed out. And as I stormed out of the museum, I was sort of, don't know where I was, just walking down a path. I was like, I've got deja vu. This has happened before. And I remembered having a dream about this. And then because I remembered that I've had this dream before, I knew it was a dream straight away. So that's how I attained lucidity. And I've never attained lucidity from deja vu of a previous dream. It was really strange. And I thought, I don't want to have this experience again of getting thrown out of this art museum for like having a go at this woman. So I went back into the art museum and... I went, "Look, love, this is a dream. I don't want to deal with this again. I don't need you having a go at me all the time about breaking this one little thing. It's not even real." And then, of course, my aggression palmed her off and she started getting even more angry at me. So I did the gay thing. I was like, "Look, okay, I'm sorry." And I just went in to hug her and just gave her a big hug. And I was just hugging with this woman. I mean, she wasn't fit. She was fat. But it was more of a hug of like, let's just be friends and like, you know, mutual agreement. And the reason I've done that is because I don't want to have that dream again where I'm going to be in this agitated state. Because obviously, you know, if you get angry in a dream, it can affect you in waking state, even if you weren't lucid, so you wake up.
So it's almost like this, you know, the whole thing where people say, oh, yeah, if you confront your nightmare in your dream, even if you're not lucid, like, well, I mean, you kind of are because you've recognised it's a nightmare. You know, people say it's best to actually confront it rather than sort of walk away or, you know, you wake
Definitely,
up and you keep having
because
it.
Now that I've had that dream and I realise it's a dream, I mean, I don't think I'll ever have that dream again because I know it's a dream. And also, I sort of went back and I don't know what it represented. I should have asked. I should have said, you know,
yeah.
What does this whole scene represent? I didn't. I just had in the mind of, I don't want this scenario to happen again, you know, and I'll say sorry. And I just sort of said sorry, and I know I won't have that dream again now.
It's
which
actually
is
annoying
good.
That you're not going to have the dream, though, because that was...
It will stop me getting lucid.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But then it's a sort of a vicious circle, because if I didn't realise I was lucid, I'd have just lived out the dream, woken up a bit slightly angry again.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? So at least I won't have that experience again. And then after that, you know, I was that was only when I just was lucid. I started walking out the museum again, and I was just walking through the dream environment. I can't specifically remember what I was seeing, but I remember thinking, you know what, I want to hear some music. And all of a sudden, I started hearing Stereophonics, and I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And then I was like, I don't just want to hear it. I want to see him play live. And like as I was going around a corner, I saw like a band member appear, and then a few more. And then all of a sudden, the whole band was on stage, and they were like playing a gig. And I just went up on the stage. I was like, yeah. And I was just like dancing on the stage with them.
That's
it was
cheeky.
So cool. It's like your own personal, thing that you can do. And one thing I've learned in dreams, right? Because there was like I used to play saxophone. I don't play it anymore, really. But one of the guys on the side had a saxophone, and I was like, oh, I just want to join in and play it. And I sort of, because you're lucid, it's your dream, you know that you can do whatever you want. I think there's ways about going about it, because I saw this saxophone in this bloke's hand, and I just went to grab it. Like, even though it's a dream, you can do what you want. I didn't ask him. I was like, I just grabbed it. And then he sort of was resisting, and I was getting angry with him, and I was sort of fighting over holding this saxophone. But in the end, I was like, oh, sod this. It's not worth it. And I just went into the crowd and started dancing around with everyone. So what I learned out of that is, you know, you can do what you want in a lucid dream, but like if you're interacting with like dream characters, and I know they're just part of yourself, you don't have to be obnoxious about it. If just because you're in dream and you're in control, there's no need for you to act like a dick, basically.
Yeah, almost feel like you're more important.
I think
important.
It hinders you. It does hinder you.
Well, but, I mean, it would happen in real life as well. You know, say if someone, you know, this is going a bit weirdly deep, but if
this is deep.
Say if like this is all a dream and someone came in and was like, look, mate, let me do this, let me do that, because I'm in a dream. You'd be like, fuck off, mate. What are you trying to do?
But obviously a dream's not real.
Well, how do you know? Oh, how do you know?
Well, basically, I don't know.
Exactly. But like, you know what I mean? Like if we're recreating people that, you know, able to talk to us and this sort of thing. I think the same rules apply on the fact that you've got to be courteous and that. Because I found that out definitely in dreams, you know, when I tried to get with women and just sort of went for it. I think at least you've got to say hello first
you
before
courteous,
you dive
basically.
In. Yeah. You can't just get straight in. You've got to greet them. You might love.
I mean, stuff like flying, you can just do it because it's yourself. But if you're interacting with other dream characters, if you start like going around just like, give me that, mate, or just like, I want to do that. I want her. She's not your wife anymore. Think of like the chick has to be like, what are you doing?
That's my wife for 30 years.
Yeah. I've been here for 30 seconds. And
actually, that reminds me, because I remember you did tell me a really, really cheeky dream that you had earlier this week.
If I may?
Yeah, sorry, go on.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'll get carried away.
It's all about your expectations, you know? Like, if you expect to be met with resistance, you're going to be met with resistance.
Oh, 100%.
It's just what's going to happen. Carry on. Sorry. Carry on.
That's fine. Just interject any time because we're awful.
I got too carried away there, too juiced.
No, but there was a really, really juicy dream that you told me about. You said, wasn't there some bloke that was in the dream, a dream character?
Oh, yeah,
been there.
The dream carried on and I was in the gig dancing with loads of dream characters because it's just a massive crowd. And then I was like, in my head, I was like, you know what? I want to talk to a dream character and like ask him proper questions. And rather than just pick him on at random, I looked for one that was taking notice of me. And I saw this bloke look at me and I went over to him. I was like, oh, you're right. What's your name? I think his name was Andy Higgs. I said, I can't remember what I asked him, but he said to me, I've been dreaming for 35 years. You know, and I don't know what that information means.
No,
but
that is cool, though, that's actually, you know.
It's cool. I mean, I've started to take more notice of dream characters now, I think. I want to ask them more personal questions rather than just, all right, love, fancy a go?
Yeah.
Get in the car. Let's do it. I want to find that information.
I don't know what it is for everyone else. I mean, for you, Doug, I mean, how many sort of lucid dreams have you had and how many sort of experiences have you got into in the lucid realm?
Embarrassingly few, but I'll talk about how I feel lucid in a bit, just after you're done with your story.
Oh well, I mean, I didn't really get lucid this week. So
you were dead all this week. Right.
Yeah, I did have a lucid dream, but I could not remember it, and it will tie in a bit later with our Get Lucid 101. But for now, I'll keep quiet on it. But yeah, I did have a lucid dream, but literally lost. Well, I probably did do quite some cool stuff, but I can't remember a single thing. Yeah, and it's really shit. So
brilliant.
So yeah, but
no point in getting looted really if you can't remember it.
No, which is exactly the reason dream journals are so awesome. Make sure you write your stuff down. Oh, just massively knocked my desk then.
Brilliant. On the show live.
Wow, my knee really hurts now.
What are you doing? Raving around and dancing?
Yeah. What are you doing?
Sitting down quietly
boring,
holding my
then?
Fan. Oh.
Oh, my goodness me. So, yeah, sorry, Doug. What were you talking about with the with the dream stories?
Yeah, so I'm not as excited about lucid dreaming as you are. It's just been... part of what I do for so long. It's actually fantastic hearing you about you guys that are just learning about this.
Yeah, man, we're obsessed.
We're fresh out the jam jar.
But every time I notice myself in a dream, really, I become this weird pseudo-lucid. I guess I am lucid, technically. It's just I'm not very excited about this.
Right.
So I'm just, I'm dreaming. And then I carry on with whatever I'm doing. It's not, I'm not excited about anything. I'm
so
not inspired.
You don't, do something you want to do. You'll just carry on with the way the dream's going.
Absolutely.
That's a cool thing to do, though, still, but being consciously aware that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
It's almost like living a sitcom type thing. Like, stuff's happening around you.
It's actually a bit more accurate than I expected it to be. Yeah.
I know what it feels
Joseph,
like. Joseph,
your way of words is beautiful.
It's slightly not beautiful. I mean, I do use the word penis and cock quite a lot.
Yeah.
But apart from
and
that,
lips. Beef curtains. Oh, that's fresh.
Salty curtains.
Chomping on them beefy cars.
I do know what it is like, though, in that situation, because I've explained this in a previous podcast that when I was first sort of told about lucidity, I kind of convinced myself that I, you know, already knew that I was sort of awake in dreams. And I didn't. It's just that when you wake up, you feel that way. But then as you start to develop lucidity, you kind of realize that you have been awake in dreams, but at the same time, you haven't really noticed that you've been awake. That's really hard to explain, but you're going with the flow, but you know it's a dream. You know shit's going down. You're like, yeah, this is a bit weird. I'm definitely in a dream, but you know,
you're
what?
Just completely apathetic to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just let it go and sort of enjoy the experience. And I know how that feels, definitely. So I can completely empathize.
I think the subtle consciousness, though, while I'm in my dreams, is the reason I haven't had a nightmare in 4 years, though. So that's always a plus side, right?
Yeah,
definitely.
Not having any.
Well, you might just not have remembered them.
Oh, that'd also be fantastic. Hey.
So. But I mean, I have actually had a few nightmares. In fact, I had one last night. You just proper reminded me on air that I've
Here
had
we
a
go.
Nightmare.
Oh, and, a dream recall live.
But what?
But what, do share it then.
But what happened? Oh man, I can't believe this has just literally come back.
Get a pen out. Start writing
it
down.
Oh my goodness. Here we go. I'm gonna scroll this down. No, I'm not really. Well, I don't need to. I'm just gonna record it via my vocals. Yeah. Basically, I've just remembered this. Loads of, I don't know if you have this term in America, right? But we call a certain group of individuals chavs in England.
They don't have that out there.
That's what I said. I didn't know. Which are basically,
we don't have chavs, but I'm familiar with the term.
Oh, that's all right then. But for anyone, any of our listeners that don't know what it is, it stands for council houses and violence. And basically, it's a group of people with a certain fashion and a certain outlook on life that are basically arseholes. And
That's all the chav listeners gone off then.
Oh, never
brilliant. Just wiped out half of Essex.
I'm sure they don't read Smith, so how would they get Lucy from his
book?
Oh,
I'm going to get knifed tomorrow. I live in Essex.
You are. There's seven that live next door to you. Holding their butch dogs and swinging their keychains.
On their mopeds.
With a pint of lager.
That is true. But yeah, no, I had this weird dream where they, like, a group of chavs, which actually happens quite often in real life, will just follow you around and target you. And, you know, like, you'll just be walking down the street and you just get a group of guys.
And they just rape you.
Yeah, almost, you know, and you just, if you turn around and look at them, they go, "What are you looking at, mate? Let's have a fight." It's like, well, I wasn't actually looking at anything specific, but now you say it, I'm looking at that awful face of yours. If I said that, then I would have got knifed. But in this dream, I was walking around, and these guys, like, were following me. I knew they were there. like, they were almost shadowy. Like, they had a shadowy feel to them. And as I walked around,
dark side.
I thought to myself, oh shit, I'm just going to go into this house because there's lights on. I'm sure people will be able to protect me in here, right? So I went in and the chavs just broke in. And then I noticed one of them, right? Looked in his face and I was like, oh my God, this is a guy I've served at Wilkinson's before. I was like, I remember this guy because I spent ages with him and he was well all right. So I was like, you're right, mate. I know you from somewhere. I'm sure I do. He was like, oh yeah, mate. Yeah, mate. And I like shook his hand.
I was going to kill you.
And then he just didn't kill me. Didn't do anything. We had a rave at the house. I actually...
You joined in with the chavish activity.
I was like, oh, fuck it. Let's have a lager.
Stole a TV.
That's a cigarette, mate.
Let's have a go on your bird. Oh, filthy.
So, yeah, I can't believe I just remembered that. That is quite weird. But now I've completely forgotten where we were in the podcast. Sorry.
Brilliant.
Just completely lost.
Three recalls ruined everything.
Actually, I did... Oh, this was what I was going to ask. How did you first get into lucid dreaming, Doug? Like, because me and Smith, pretty much, mutually, almost got into it from like inception, obviously, because it's so big. I think a lot of people, there's been a massive influx in interest. I have heard about it and almost researched about it way before that. I had a friend who was really into it, and he sort of
Jeff Bray.
Yeah, Jeff Bray. Give out the shout out to Jeff.
Big Bray. Up the Bray.
Yeah, he did. Actually sort of talked to me about it beforehand, but it was only until recently that Smith sort of got juiced about it and spread it about. But
I just got a fish, covered it in lucid dream and slapped with it multiple times.
It was a salmon right to the chops.
Fresh salmon, boneless.
But how did you fall into like finding about lucid dreaming?
Do you remember my answer about how I found Dreamviews?
Oh yeah, that you couldn't really remember.
I apologize profusely. Really, it's the same time I found Dreamviews. I found Dreamviews, thus I got into lucid dreaming.
Oh, right, so it wasn't
nothing
actually...
really spurred me into it.
It wasn't the other way around where you sort of were like, oh my God, I just had a massive lucid experience. Research.
No, I never... No, I had the lucid dream after I joined Dreamviews, not before.
I suppose that's probably the most logical way to have it. Like, find out about it, then have a lucid dream. I mean, that's how we did, so... It's just that we were a bit more spurred on by a film.
Right.
So. But yeah, no, that kind of hits quite a big point that recently a lot of sort of media and such has been getting mainstream attention about lucid dreaming, especially which is the same sort of topic that we touched on with Sean and Danny, like our previous guests, was the Arizona shootings. And I kind of did want to talk about this. I don't know if you know much about it. But obviously you're in America, so I was hoping that you kind of heard about it at least.
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, because it was kind of tied to lucid dreaming, and they felt that he was some psychopath that was obsessed with lucid dreaming and acted out his sick fantasies in his dreams and stuff, and forgot what reality is. I wanted to ask if you felt that lucid dreaming as a whole, do you feel that people are ready to sort of get into it? Because there's such a massive influx of people interest. Do you feel that people are ready to sort of absorb all the information that's out there?
Oh, get that
sponge. I do have a question for you though. If he had instead been interested in culinary arts, would you have connected those two?
No,
the killings
we actually did say it. We said imagine if he was actually interested in stamp collecting.
Right, and I feel like it's almost completely unrelated.
I do as well.
Sure, he wouldn't have stopped being a psychopath if he hadn't lucid dreamed. It's just, if that's what he was going to do, then lucid dreaming couldn't really stop or continue.
It's just like Saddam Hussein saying he used to be a ballet dancer, and that's what got him into mass murdering.
Yeah, exactly.
He couldn't get to the Royal Ballet House because he didn't practice his pliés enough, yeah. So he just decided to kill loads of people.
His plié was slightly off cue, and he didn't sound
his ballet shoes down. Didn't fit him. He was awful. Bigfoot. Get the loose out.
So they hung him.
But really, it's all unrelated. I hope it's not, I hope it doesn't get too much attention, or hasn't.
No,
too much.
Well, I mean, from what Sean and Danny said, they were kind of worried that, you know, it would spread this really awful word around. But I was just hoping that, you know, most people would look past that, and, it, you know, as they say, any press is good press, right? So hopefully more people actually sort of look.
We'll cover up his bad press with our buttery good press. Utterly butterly. Oh
man.
Full fat.
Full fat cheese.
You guys, You guys are inversely good press, as opposed to his mass murdering.
Oh, massive robot voice.
Thanks. That's a great compliment.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
Right, we're not mass murderers yet.
Since we've got over our cheeky Lucid antics this week, we might as well chat about the Get Lucid 101. Because last week was actually took a bit of effort for us to sort out was the reality check calendar,
well,
as we dubbed
me.
It.
Took me a lot of effort.
Well,
but
it makes a change, doesn't it, Smith?
Well, I've checked the tweet page recently.
Did you? Have you tweeted recently?
Oh, was that tweet? No, I thought it was twit.
No, you were just a twat. I've made that joke before.
Oh, you disgusting.
So yeah, did you try out the old reality check? I mean, I know you've done it before with
of course, the old RCC.
Oh yeah,
it's breakdown repair service.
It's the RAC. I looked it up.
Oh, well, you've ruined my joke that I've been planning for 2 weeks. Yeah, I mean it works. So it's a great technique, but it's just the whole idea of making you question things more about reality. And it's like we said last week, it's like triggers that activate are you dreaming.
Yeah,
you're more likely to question if you're dreaming and check your, like, you're more likely to be curious of your own environment by doing this, because it's almost like you're training your brain to be more aware and more alert to question things more regularly than you would if you weren't doing it.
Yeah.
Did I describe that correctly?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all you need to say. I mean,
it won't. I think it will just, you'll notice a progression of you're becoming lucid more often. You might not notice a direct link between the RCC and becoming lucid, but it does help, because basically you're training yourself to question your own environment a lot more by doing these things. And then eventually, you know, I think when I first done it with DJ LeBerg, I did his one for about 2 weeks. The first week I was disgustingly awful. I think I remembered like one, two. And then the next week I started remembering quite a few more. And like, the more you repeat the exercise, the better you were at getting it. Yeah. But then the idea is to, you know, have a set of new tasks and then try and do it for that. And you will find that getting lucid is easier from doing it, I find.
Well, it's
anyway.
Just this, like we said, you know, prospective memory training, as DJ LeBee says, that it's basically actually training yourself to get good at reality, like to get good at remembering to do reality checks, almost remember what state you're in. And I think it's actually that's like the underlying meaning to all of that jazz.
Like, I don't know, this is a bit weird, but like, I start doing this. Now that I've been doing it, like, because we've been practicing this lucid stuff all the time, now it's sort of a way of life for me, and I'm almost like always on the lookout for dream signs or something out of the ordinary. Like, yeah. Like, I was just walking back from work today, and in a lucid dream, you know, to stabilize a dream, it helps to touch loads of objects. Like, we've got a fetish for keyboards and mouses and electronic equipment, yeah. But
and horses.
I was walking back from work. And I was just like under this duck, like this train duck. And I was like, I'm just going to touch the wall and like get a feel for this reality.
Well, right where the tramp pissed all up it.
I'm not joking. It was literally covered in bird shit. And I was like, I'll just wait till the poo's gone. And I found a nice clean spot and I touched that. And then I touched the grass and I touched a lamppost. I mean, but the problem is, you know, you start doing this stuff and like, it inevitably happens. Someone else is walking the other way and just like, are you mental?
Yeah.
Like, touching stuff. It's like, at least I'm not touching your kids. So.
Even more low blow jokes.
We are terrible.
But you know what I mean? That's how a dream life's affected me. I almost like practice being in touch with my own the waking reality, because, you know, surely doing these sort of things, they're so heavily linked. You know, I'm more likely to do it in a dream. And also, the more in touch I am with the physical reality, the more I'll know what is different from a dream reality. Because if you touch a wall in a dream, it's not going to feel exactly, I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's definitely got that. I know what you mean. It's got that feel to it. There's something different.
I'd have a crossover of linking what I do in a dream to waking state almost. Yeah. Just because the two are one almost, in a way.
Mm. What about you, Doug? Have you got any sort of quirks for attempting it, or as you said, you know, are you that unenthusiastic that you've sort of you don't really do these sort of things?
I don't, but I fully encourage what Smith was just talking about. He's he is Smith, right?
Yeah, that is Smith.
Yeah, still certainly. Yeah.
I apologize. I'm sorry, so sorry.
It's all right, cock calls.
Getting in touch with how it feels, the tactile environment. That's so important. That and memory. Having a good memory is for everything, really, is incredibly important.
I struggle with good memory, though. I mean, I can remember my dreams and write them down, but, you know, I'll forget to buy the milk.
Yeah, but has your actual memory increased since you started doing all this? Have you actually noticed it, or have you even attempted to notice it?
Well, the thing is, I've noticed that I can remember dreams almost like every day. So it has increased, I guess, in that way, because it used to be I'd write down a dream. I'd remember a dream, wake up, I'd write it down, you know, and then maybe a week later I forget it. But now I can still almost go back to those memories in my head. So, yeah, I mean, my memory has improved relating to dream recall, because I can remember dreams that, from, like, you know, 4 days ago and stuff.
Yeah, well, what I found is not so much, like, the quantity of the dream recall. It's just completely the quality. Like, I found that when I started remembering my dreams and writing them down, is that instead, you know, when you first start remembering dreams, they're very hazy. They almost feel like a ridiculously distant memory that you've had since you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. And then you lose it.
Yeah, and then over time, pieces of it just disappear. So, like, writing it down obviously helps in that respect, that you can always solely remember the dream. But I also found that my quality of dreams supremely increased. Like, I was remembering stuff, I'd be like, oh shit, did I do that last week, or was that a dream that I had, like,
oh no, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially if they're mundane dreams, like I go to Tesco, buy a chocolate bar and walk home, and then I'm like, oh, did I keep that chocolate bar? Oh shit, it was a dream.
Honestly, the most ridiculous thing happened to me, where, like, last week I was talking about these false awakenings and stuff. When I woke up, and I went to my mum, I was like, mum, she was talking about food, and I was like, did you leave a jacket potato in the fridge? she was just like, Tom, what are you talking about? I never leave a jacket potato in the fridge. It's just like, I'm getting worried about you. Like, because the dreams are so vivid, and they are like waking life memories.
Yeah, they are.
And, you know, I was so confused whether there was a jacket potato in the fridge or not. That's how the dream recall gets. You start to get a progression where it almost could be a waking moment in life.
I don't know if you're so vivid. You found the same, Doug. I mean, I don't know if you how experienced you are with dream recall, but did you sort of have that even if you slightly got into lucid dreaming? I always find that people give a good response about their dream recall. They start to remember dreams. They're more focused on it, even just by hearing about the idea. So I was just wondering how your sort of progression with dream recall was, if you had any.
I'll pretty much echo exactly what Smith said, but I'm going to pound home how important dream journals are some more.
Yeah. Pound it?
With my cock horse, yep.
Yes! Oh, I love that, Doug. That's beautiful.
Had to crack it in.
Deep.
I had somewhere I was going with this, I swear.
Now you know what it feels like to be us. It's difficult to keep on track. Like you were saying about Smith.
Echoing,
the details.
Echoing it.
Yeah. The details.
The deep
details. The details you get when you're... the quality, I'm completely off of this. Let's try this again. Your dreams get more detailed as you write them down. You're able to remember a whole lot more. And I fully encourage writing down as many details as you can. Just everything you can remember about the dream. Everything.
Which directly links into the old Get Lucid 101 this week.
Yeah.
Smoothie.
So that was a smooth transition, even though I pointed it out. Now it's not so smooth.
He just roughed it up with some granary bread.
Just cheese grated that one.
Oh, parmesan.
But yeah, no, this week we were hoping to sort of... we were a bit torn on what to do this week, because obviously the natural progression from last week's lucid dreaming is actually called the mild. But we kind of talked about it beforehand and we decided it's a bit boring. So
It's a boring mild curry. It's a korma.
It's a korma.
Korma was plain
rice.
It's the
korma of lucid dreaming techniques. So
sloppy sauce.
It's just a bland chicken breast. That
you might as well just not even go to the curry house and just order a glass of water and a cup of soup.
Yeah. So instead we decided to sort of, I don't know, spice it up a little bit. We've gone for like a weird little experiment, because we haven't really read much about this, but we know that obviously you on average most people dream and during the REM cycle, and the REM cycle comes on average at about 90 minutes throughout the night, so every 90 minute increment. And so basically what we're asking this week, and we're going to try it as well, is to wake yourself up in at one point in the night during
wake
one
yourself.
Of these you know, with an alarm, You're not going to just wake up. But
I thought you said wank yourself, but you know.
Oh.
You just wank yourself up.
You're just being rude. So yeah, during these 90-minute increments, at one point in the night, at one of these increments, to wake yourself up with an alarm and see if you can remember a dream vividly. If you're especially if you're struggling with dream recall, because it is a real skill to obtain dreams. So
absolutely.
So you know, if you can wake yourself up at a point, one of these 90 minute increments on average.
Well, the best way to do it is set an alarm.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. You know, with an alarm.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
Obviously. So, yeah, and, you know, it is different. Like Doug said before the show, he did say that, you know, everyone's not the same. Not everyone has exactly 90 minutes on key. But, you know, just test it with yourself over this week. And keep trying to do this reality check calendar. If you want, you can either change some of the things to, you know, your own personal preferences. Like Stephen LeBerg does suggest to use your own ones that you've made up. So yeah, try and keep it going, because like Smith said, he didn't actually get much success from it from the first week.
Yeah, if you keep doing it more, your memory will get better to realise these triggers.
Yeah.
I mean, if we get enough feedback and everyone's like doing it and like they like it, I'll make another one.
Yeah, we'll rotate a few.
You know, they can make it themselves.
Yeah, we'll rotate a few in so that people can you know, really get into it, because it is a really cool technique. So yeah, have you got any thoughts on the old Get Lucid 101 this week, Doug, or just put in the blanks?
I'm usually not a huge fan of mild, as I've said before, but it's really just, oh God, I hope I have a lucid dream tonight, and then just going to sleep and not doing anything to help yourself. What you were just describing, though, feels like a wake back to bed, though.
It almost
waking yourself
is.
Up in the middle.
Yeah, it almost is, but it's, I mean, the focus of this one isn't really to do, because obviously wake back to bed is where you wake up, stay up for a little bit, then go back to sleep to try and dream, whereas this one is more, we just want
just
people to try and remember the dreams, because it's so important, like, especially in the past couple of weeks, I personally have found that dream journal literally, going from being ridiculous with my dream journal and using it every day and writing down 1 to 2 dreams a day to almost nothing, completely cut my lucidity. Completely, I didn't have a lucid dream for like a week. Then I went back to it, back to writing in my dream journal, and it came back. I had like 2 in a week. So,
2 for the price of 1.
Yeah, it was bog off on the dream journal, on the dreams, lucid dreams, and I really feel that it's really important. So, that's what kind of why we're going for the old.
I mean, if you've been listening to the show each week, right, and you've been trying to dream, like remember your dreams. Like, if you still can't remember your dreams in this episode 10, just give up.
No, don't.
No, I'm joking.
Don't
no,
give
if you
up.
Still can't remember your dreams,
no,
this is
give up.
I mean, to be fair, we're idiots. We should have put this Lucid 101, you know, at the beginning of the shows, because this will help you remember your dreams, because you're basically setting your alarm to wake you up right in the middle or towards the end of a massive dream. And, you know, it's fresh in your mind that you've just had it. You know, I think, since we've been doing, because me and Joe have consciously always like, oh, I want to remember my dreams. It's almost like we shot up out. I don't know about you, Joe, but it happens to me where like I shoot out of bed after I've had a dream and it's fresh in my mind straight away. But, you know, usually I think for most people that don't have this, you know, passion to remember their dreams, they might have a dream and you get a brief awakening of drowsiness, you know, and you fall asleep. But, you know, as soon as I awake, like they call them micro awakenings, as soon as I'm awake from a dream scene, I'm like, bang, what did I dream of? What was I dreaming of? You know, I'm trying to remember. You know, sometimes I don't even have to think about that. I just wake up with these memories in my head. I'm like, get a pen out.
Well, the thing
is, yeah.
You've actually touched
on
a really, really cool point, because this week.
Oh, did I?
Well, yeah, because this week, everyone has micro awakenings throughout the night, right? And they're just small awakenings after a REM period where you've dreamt something, you wake up. But everyone feels that they've had a full night's sleep without any, you know, breaks. But you don't. You do wake up for small periods. You just forget it, just like you forget your dreams every night. And
it's like forget to brush your teeth.
The thing is, if you don't say to yourself before you go to sleep, oh, I want to remember my dreams, I want to remember my dreams, you'll just forget to remember your dreams. You'll forget and forget the dream. So if you say to yourself that you want to remember the dream, you'll wake up and you'll remember that period of waking up that you do every night.
It's not only that as well, it's the juiciness. I mean, if you're proper passionate and your juices are flowing to remember that dream, you know, it's quite easy to go. It's quite easy to do the whole day, you know, work and then have a chocolate bar, watch some 4OD or whatever, bash one out and then go to sleep. And you're like, just before you go to sleep, oh, I want to remember my dream and then go to sleep. I mean, just saying it without meaning it, you know.
Yeah, that is
true. You've got to get yourself juiced
up. It's
like
apologising when you really don't want to apologise. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I murdered him.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. He just fell off that balcony.
Well, if you are truly sorry, just do community service. Go on your way, cheeky. Paint that wall, you naughty boy.
So that's our Get Lucid 101 this week. And also, obviously, keep up with the reality check calendar because it's actually awesome.
And keep sending us stuff. We love it.
Yeah, we've been getting some outrageously cool emails, which also links into the question.
Oh, yeah.
It's this transitional...
Woo, mama! That was a bit of a Texas accent there.
That was an attempt at, you know, that was quite poor.
Not even close.
No. Aren't you from Texas, Doug? Didn't you say?
I am.
Yeah,
that's what the juice was about. It wasn't unrelated.
You were terrible, Smith. That is the worst act. I'm not even going to attempt it.
Well, let's hear yours then.
I just said, you know, I'm not going to attempt it. Like when you asked me to pig squeal down the microphone.
That was beautiful, though. I love that.
Not doing that again.
You've got to do it again now.
So, James Ashcroft asks. James Ashcroft. Oh, what was that? He asks that, what books do we recommend on lucid dreaming? Thanks, James, for your question.
Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming.
Oh, that is the 100% one that everyone should be reading. We talk about DJ LeBee every single episode, but his actual name is Stephen LeBerg. Hopefully we pronounce that right. But he's literally like the god of lucid dreaming. And you know what? I feel really, really bad. Every time I mention this book, every time anyone mentions this book, there's actually two authors on the cover. And everyone... and no one mentions this poor bloke called Howard Rheingold.
Who is just hasn't got the same ring to it.
Definitely credited on
DJ Howard Rheingold. Awful name.
I feel really bad for him. He's probably sitting at home like, oh, that fucking DJ LeBee nicks all my work and then publishes
DJ LeBee only done the last 5 pages.
It's like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck writing fucking, what's it called? What was that film?
Can't even... Oh, I know. The one where he's like a mass genius.
What is that film? What is it? I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night like, oh, that's what it is. Good Will Hunting. Yes.
That's it.
Yeah. It's like that. Matt Damon blatantly wrote it.
Supremely off topic, Joe, again, yeah. Massively.
That is the
track. It's derailed. There's been an accident.
Yeah, so yeah, that's one book that we recommend. I think every single... prospective lucid dreamer, doesn't even matter if you're massively into it and you haven't read this book and you're like an expert, or you should really have read it, but or if you're brand new, this is literally the book to read. It's, you know, as Doug said, it's Exploring the World of Lucid Dreaming, and it is by Stephen LeBerg, aka DJ LeBee, and Howard Rheingold. Yeah, who I feel sorry about. He definitely needs the word a bit more spread, because he
can we give him a little Get Lucid twist, because I just don't like the name.
I don't know, I can't really think of anything.
It's too awful.
No, we'll keep it at Howard Rheingold. Have you got any other books, Howard, Doug, Viney, you could recommend, or is that the only one?
That really does cover everything. Like, it's known as the Bible because it does everything. There are a couple... No, that's it. That's really nice. That's all I've got.
It is a great book.
Have you tried the techniques he talks about then, Cockles? I'm gonna call you Cockles, I prefer it.
Go for it. Which techniques specifically?
Is there one that you've done out of his book, you know, that you just absolutely love and you've just been
Dialed. I've never been able to Wild or Wake Back to Bed.
Oh
no,
you need to do a Wild.
Oh, what, the dreaming juice, lucid dream, where you just...
I've always been awful at Wild.
Do you get sleep paralysis?
No, I've never experienced
it.
Oh,
man.
But my...
Yeah, I've got a really good tip actually that helped me do it. I don't know if you've done this same technique, but before I start to do a Wild, I put my arms above my head, right, and I sort of stretch my shoulders out for ages, and I keep my eyes open and I just look into my ceiling with the lights off, because I don't know why, but it just proper calms me down and it just relieves a bit of tension. And then I put my arms down and then close my eyes, and for some reason that really worked, and I've told it to a few people before that said they were struggling with getting sleep paralysis, and then a couple nights later they had it. So I don't know if you do. I mean, what technique do you use for sort of wilding, or, you know, attempting sleep paralysis?
Wilding, I like that plural.
The wilding.
Now that I look back on it, I've actually had the terms mixed up. I do wake back to bed. I'm still awful at wilding, but Wake back to bed, I think, is my
my
go-to.
Where you go to sleep and wake
up. You know how a wake back to bed is like a whack? Oh, forget it. Don't know where I was going with that. Forget it. It's dead meat.
All right.
I'll let you try again.
It's all right. It's gone on.
No, Susie, I know him, and I know you do never let me try again. It's 10 times worse than just letting it go.
Yeah. It's like a stale bit of bread.
It's like beating a dead cock horse. I had to crack it out. You know,
you can slip it in anyway. Yeah. You'd be like, did you go to that new cock horse?
Oh, man. Smith, I know you've read a few books. I was going to say a multitude, but you haven't. You've only read a few. But
I read loads on the internet. Internet's amazing.
That is very true, actually. The internet is...
Read the internet. It tells you everything.
Some priceless information.
And then some.
Yeah, I mean, even just forums like dreamviews.com. Mm-hmm. We might as well plug it, seeing that you're on here.
Yeah.
Dreamviews.com has a massive resource of people that are rubbish at lucid dreaming. And because of that, they post on there saying, how can I do this? And, then you get good responses from clever people that have been doing it for years. And that's such a great resource, is to have new people go on. And like, even if you don't want to post, even if you don't want to register, I think you can still look at all the topics.
Oh, absolutely. So, everything's all public.
Exactly.
It's basically a gold mine of lucidity.
It is.
So, check that site out. That's another...
Take them little nuggets.
All covered in shit. There is a lot of bad in Dreamviews, but if you can wade through it, it's there's a lot of really good juicy bits.
Yeah.
Now your vernacular is rubbing off on me.
It always happens.
You know what, though?
Never use the word juicy.
Oh, mate, it's spreading. You know, Sean and Daddy used the word tasty.
I know. They were like, we're bringing tasty to America.
It's just going to be one tasty, juicy world. I can just sense it.
I'm juiced up.
Oh, I'm tasty.
Just tasty.
Oh, mate, I was going to say, cock calls. Have you read Lucid Dreams, Gateway to the Inner Self by Robert Wagner?
I have not.
That book is, because basically, DJ LeBerg, from what I get from his book, is how to maintain lucidity. And towards the end of the book, like, he does talk about all these cool things you can do, like some outrageous stuff. But you read Robert Wagner's book, and he talks about things that are so abstract that I wouldn't even have thought about that I could do in a lucid dream. It's so refreshing to read his book.
Because you always say the bird example.
The bird, yeah. Not a female, like a woman. You could, like, he talks about why not become something rather than be yourself. Like, so rather than feel like it was what it's to be like a bird, you know, like flying up the perspective, actually be a bird. So, you know, you can do things in lucid dreams and you can shout out stuff like, Megan Fox, where are you? Come here. Let's get going. I know it doesn't always work. But,
no, I've tried that.
You know, eventually, as you get better at lucidity, you could say, I want to be a bird, and you physically have wings and a beak and stuff. And he talks about things like that, and I mean a lot more stuff about talking to your higher self and the deeper side of dreams. And you know, he talks about precognitive stuff. I mean, I've actually experienced a precognitive dream, and so has our mate Chris. But I don't know if I should talk about that because it's a whole new show, really.
Which one, Chris Tom?
Yeah. Oh. But you know, he talks about things that you might not necessarily think about doing or thinking it was even doable in a lucid dream. So I really recommend his book. I mean, it opened my eyes to so many different things, but yeah, I still don't do him because I'm still learning loads and it's hard to achieve all the stuff he talks about. Yeah. But oh man, that was a juicy bit of sentence there.
But yeah, so
well,
yeah,
done.
Check out what was it, Robert Wagner, Lucid Dreaming, Gateway to the Inner Self.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, that's another book then. Recommend. It's got the Smith stamp of approval.
Well, don't say that because I stamped approve the tiled. I've got awful approval ratings.
Yeah, you do, that is true. But no, that is a good book, supposedly.
It's really good.
It's really good. I haven't read it yet, but we'll find out. So yeah, we only had that question this week. I did have a look through the old email. Most of them are just massive thanks for the podcast. So thank you very much for sending all the emails, regardless of if they're questions. But thank you for all
the
comments.
Thanks.
It's awesome. So yeah. Is there any more topics that we haven't covered this week? I can't remember.
Hot topics? Oh,
that's a massive animal.
Another section for the podcast.
Yeah, mate. I want to start doing them live so we can take some user questions. That'd be awesome. I think we're a bit away from that yet. We'll try.
Too unorganised.
Yeah, we are. We're just awful beings. But yeah. Now, have you got any
got trousers on?
Have you got anything to say, Doug, about about lucid dreaming in general, or
anything? What's your favorite food?
That's the worst question.
No, I don't.
No.
I've got a couple of shout outs for the end of the show, but nothing specifically.
Well, I mean,
for lucid dreaming,
pretty much close to wrapping.
Are we ending? Anyway. Are we ending?
Yeah, I mean, we've been going for about.
How
have we been going for 40 minutes, 50 minutes?
Have you got any questions for us, Sir Cocky?
So that's a new one. I am. Sorry. You guys are too clever at this. It's a fairly original. Wow.
It's too many days down the pub.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any specific questions for you.
Yeah, we're not that interested anyway. We're a bit boring.
Oh, thanks. Brilliant.
But we might as well. Actually, you know, I will talk about your blog for a bit, actually, since I did give it a good read, and it seems like you have a massively good taste in music. I share quite a lot of your opinions on a lot of bands. I mean, I especially read down, obviously, I really enjoy 65 Days of Static and Amon Tobin. They're like a big, big enjoyment of my life. So, what's the website?
The URL is coxgalore.blogspot.com.
Keeping that cocky theme.
It is. Oh, my God.
You know, if you ever did like some sort of weird album, you should call it It's Raining Cocks. Just have the album cover.
Dogs.
Yeah, that's what I reckon.
What are they raining on?
But I wasn't sure that I'd be able to solicit this blog here.
Oh, nice. Do what you want.
Because it's a little bit...
Do what you want, mate.
All right.
Do the Fandango.
Give it the, you know, you came on the show. Give it the good...
Rock and roll and shake it.
Yeah.
Like a Polaroid picture.
No, yeah, give it a good hype, man. You know, that's what we want.
That's my blog, but let's see. Can I run through what my list of things died?
You can run through all of your cool shout outs, sir.
Yeah, fantastic. We've got
roll that foreskin down.
Hmm? Oh, you got to stop at one point.
You're something else, Smith. Something else. Get out of here. Get out of the podcast.
I've just been thrown out.
Let him talk.
Me and Joe will just run it all. That'll be
fine. Right. I'll see the show out. Nice. Yes, I saw it. It's like a kid. I can't take you anywhere, Smith. Just right. Yeah. Sorry, Doug. what were you saying?
Let's see. Secondhorizon.blogspot.com. That's another music blog that different friends of mine runs. Kuma, he's just a friend. Dreamviews and Senior Sharp. Or S Harp, who you can find at ofsharp.bandcamp.com. He makes kick-ass ethereal music.
Ooh.
So, yeah, he runs the blog with me, coxgalore.blogspot.com.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And that's all I've got.
Jeez. I love those names.
Cox and also, galore. You can find a lot of Cock Course's questions on the State of the Game podcast. I don't know if anyone who's listening actually would listen to that. But, if you do, this is the Cock Course. So, there you go. Small world.
Hey, we can advertise on Reddit. They're pretty big on me.
Oh, are they?
They've just asked so many questions on there. It's fantastic.
Oh, we'll do that then.
advertise on the SC2 Reddit.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
I love it. Juicy. So, there you go. That's why I heard about it. So, Smith, you got any shout-outs this week, or are you dry?
Well, I'm pretty parched, but I'd just like to be a big shout-out to Cockcorks for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. It's been
been lovely.
But it might ruin my ears, or your ears.
We'll do a cricketman's clap.
Cricket clap.
Oh, that just sounds awful.
That sounds like I'm having a cheeky one in the corner. Oh, dear. That's
brilliant.
It did, though. It was awful. But, yeah, have you got any other shout-outs, Smith?
Oh, fucking usual Juicy Webs.
Juicy Webs.
Cheers, Juicy. The website design. Yep. Tick them off. Done them.
Is that it?
That's it.
All right,
I get bored of saying them.
I've got a big shout out for a cheeky film that I saw.
Oh.
It's like a short, very short film. I actually don't. I couldn't pronounce who it was by. I didn't want to disrespect them by doing an horrific.
A bit late now, isn't it?
Yeah. So I thought. Oh, I'll just post the link on the blog. But the actual film's called Lucy Dreams. And I'm really, really genuinely sorry for not being able to pronounce your name. So I will write it in the blog. And, you know, you will get credit for it, obviously. So, but yeah, check out this film, this short film called Lucy Dreams. It's also quite a long link. So I'll just completely link it in Facebook, the blog, all that sort of stuff. Yes, it's a short film about lucid dreaming, and it goes a bit deep as well about maybe a bit about life and that. So yeah, check that out. It's awesome. I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the music on it. And yeah, so that's my big shout out for this week. Also, obviously, once again, thank you, Doug, for coming on the show. And
not a problem.
Thanks very much, sir.
Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I mean,
yes, I have. Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
We are quite hard to talk to, I know. So thank you for enduring the Smith. It should be like a challenge.
And you?
We should get people on, like, endure the Smith. It's like a TV show. You win $1 million if you can endure you for like
I can't even endure myself.
Your parents love it, though.
I've already walked in once, so.
Oh, dear. So, yeah, you can check us all out, as usual, at...
just check us out.
GetLucidUK.blogspot.com. That's our usual hangout place. But I will shout out once again to DreamViews.com. Again, because obviously we have started posting on there, and it is a really good source of information. And actually, whilst we're here, I know it's like rival companies for like DreamViews, but Lucidopedia.com. I've also been posting on there, and they seem like a really nice community as well. So yeah. Check those two websites out, please. I won't mention the other ones because they were arseholes. So, yeah, I'm not even going to mention you, but you're nasty.
We're just not allowed on certain websites.
They just delete us straight away. They're like, no.
Delete us completely.
You're associated with who? Get off. So.
Tom Smith, delete. Cancel.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. Complain. Myself and Get Lucid. Have you got any little Facebook shout-outs, Doug, or do you want to keep it private? Because I know... You might get influence of friends.
Actually, you can find my blog at Facebook. Oh. You can like them, become a fan of them. The Cock Mariners on Facebook. just search for that. We have a giant picture of Masticore with a giant beard. It'll be pretty easy to find. Only 10 people like it anyway.
If you give me the links, I'll stick it in the old blog anyway. So that should...
Yeah, will do.
Cool, tasty.
All right.
But yeah, you find us at Facebook, just search Get Lucid. And if you want to add me or Smith individually, nearly choked on my own tongue, yeah, please do, because obviously we love it when that happens. It's awesome. You can also email all questions to getluciduk@hotmail.co.uk. We've been getting loads of comments, questions, pictures. We've had stories from people, full-blown stories, which was awesome. And just keep sending it. It's amazing. I mean, we'll try and feature as much stuff that you send in, good or bad. Like, you know, who cares? It's a joyous gangbang of lucid dreaming.
Ah, sexual again.
You can also find us on Twitter at @GetLucidUK. Twitter. I think. I actually don't even know what the address is.
Just delete the Twitter. It's useless. I hate it.
Some
what is the
like
point
it?
Of it?
I don't know. We're not famous enough to use Twitter yet. You need to be world famous.
If you want the Twitter, just delete it.
All right. Find our Twitter at GetLucidUK. You can find us on iTunes. Just check us out there, as you normally do. Please leave a comment.
I like that.
Awesome. Also, Smith, we haven't actually mentioned our YouTube channel, but we've got loads on there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't see the point of it now because you've probably heard the entire show, but...
yeah, check out YouTube out as well. You know what, we have been sort of thinking about doing some sort of web videos and stuff like that, so do keep an eye out for it, because
if you want to go on the channel with all the videos, if you just type in Stomatic Mott, which is Stomatic Mott, you can just see little snippets of all the shows, because I upload them on there. It's a good way to juice everyone up about it.
Yeah, and
it's like a starter.
We are going to add some fresh, like, original content on there, so please check it out. So that's about it then. Any last words, Doug, or
nope?
No,
that's all I've got.
Well, good.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
That's cool, man. It's
you're very welcome. We loved
pleasure.
It
it's been a pleasure. It's gentlemen,
always a pleasure. You never too. A chore, as an actor said to a bit. Oh,
you could have finished that joke at least. You literally got halfway through the punchline and gave up.
I don't even understand the joke. So
all right, well, that's it. We'll see you. We'll see you all next week at Wednesday next week at 5 p.m. So, sweet lucid dreams.
Mm.